Kristen Armstrong, Executive Director. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Shelley. The colors are beautiful here throughout all West Michigan. We've had a great kind of warm late fall, haven't we?
It's good. It's good. But this too shall change. All right, Kristen, 101s of your center in your words, please.
So we serve the entire West Michigan community. We're located in Saugatuck, but we regularly welcome guests from Grand Rapids, from Muskegon, from Kalamazoo, from St. Joe, kind of that hour driving radius to come see professional theater productions in the summer, concerts all year round, exhibitions, documentaries, lectures, cooking classes, all kinds of things. And we also do a lot of work in the schools during the school year for free with children kind of in this elegant Ottawa County area who really could use additional creative overlays to help boost their learning.
Right. And lots on the list when it comes to what is happening. So I want to start with your arts and project-based learning model with our high schoolers from Saugatuck. What's happening here, Kristen?
Oh, thanks. That's so really exciting work. So a la the museum school, which just had that wonderful $10 million grant that it got awarded. So the museum school is also doing a type of project-based learning and obviously using the wonderful resources at the public museum to help students dive into learning by doing projects. And really the end game for any of us doing project-based learning is to help close that soft skills gap that students are graduating from high school and college, going out into the world of employment, and employers in West Michigan are saying to us, gosh, we are missing some crucial problem-solving, collaborative thinking, self-directed thinking. We've got communication skills that kids need that they don't have. And this is because we're in the middle of what we call the innovation economy. And we need to make sure we're really training young people for the jobs in today's innovation economy. One of the ways to close that soft skills gap is project-based learning. So at the Saugatuck Center for the Arts, we've developed a model around project-based learning that really relies on creativity and design thinking as a way to help students dive into real-world problems and then through that problem-solving of project-based learning become the types of employees that our employers are looking for today. So we're working with Saugatuck High School. We've done this for the last 3 years, and this project has sort of grown and grown, which is exciting. The name we've given it is Arts In, as in innovation, Arts In, and it's a program that really pairs businesses in the community with small student groups, and the young students work on solving a problem that that particular business has identified, and working for a trimester, 13 weeks, to come up with a great solution that the company they hope will then actually implement. So real-world problems, exposure and working with real professionals. Oftentimes the students are spending time in the businesses with the professionals, so they're getting that type of real-world experience, and then presenting a product that the businesses are typically saying, man, this is great. We wanted a teen perspective. We wanted the voices of young people. We didn't know where to find the young people. So this works out very well for the businesses involved, incredibly well for the students who have these important learning experiences.
Now, there is an open house, on the 16th?
Yes, November 16th at the Saugatuck Center for the Arts. The students, and this year it's 70 seniors at Saugatuck High School, have been involved this last trimester in a big Arts In project-based learning program at the high school. They will be presenting the problems that they worked on with the area businesses and then their solutions to those problems. So if you come to the open house, it begins at 6:30. About 7:30, we'll do a kind of an informal presentation in the theater where the students will be up on stage and kind of cranking through the businesses they worked with, the problems that they've solved, what were their solutions that they're offering up. Great opportunity to support students, great opportunity to thank businesses who have been involved. And if you are somebody who's got children coming up into the school district, it's a great sneak preview of what your kids have in store as they get to middle and high school in Saugatuck.
Arts are alive and well, thanks to the Saugatuck Center for the Arts and you and yours, Kristina Armstrong. Cool. All right. So good to know. More information on that can be found where?
Always on our website, which is sc4a.org. That's the number 4 stuck in there, sc4a.org. You can always give us a call, too. We're always happy to talk with people and give them more information.
Good. All right. Wow. Next up, the 4th Annual Saugatuck Shorts Film Competition. Take it away.
Oh, yay. This is such a fun event. So we solicit short films, ultra shorts, 5 minutes or less, from students and adults, and we jury it down to 10. And we've got a group of people who are professionals in the film and video industry who go through all the films that we get, cull it down to 10, and this year it's 5 student films, 5 adult films, and we show those short films in one evening of screening that's coming up this Saturday, November 5th, actually. And then at the end of the evening, after we watch all those films, the audience, a la Art Prize, gets to vote for its favorite. So that evening, we'll be giving away $2,500 in prize money. The judges select an adult juried for a $1,000 prize. They've selected a student juried prize of $500. But then that fan favorite is another $1,000 prize. So 3 big checks given out. And it's a ton of fun to watch the films because the variety is always excellent. And it's exciting, of course, to watch people come up on stage and be thrilled to be rewarded for creativity in filmmaking and go home with $1,000, $2,000. Really cool.
And who would be your aspiring, those who apply?
Well, you know, it's great. In the student category, a lot of high school kids. In fact, in the top 5 this year, I know we've got a student from Holland Christian, for instance. We've got a couple of kids from Hudsonville. So that student category is typically high school kids. The adult category is college kids, people out of college, adults who do this for fun or professionally. So everybody kind of is thrown together in this category. And really the goal has always been to recognize filmmakers. And the prize piece of it we think is important because we really want to reward people, hoping always especially to ignite and excite young filmmakers and give people a reason to keep chasing that kind of creativity in that medium as something that they might even do professionally. So we're really excited because this year the Michigan Film and Digital Media Office, so the state film office, is the premier sponsor, along with one of our wonderful individual donors, Chris Epple, who's really passionate about film, making this wonderful prizes possible for everybody. So great to have the state behind this. And also I would say that West Michigan Film Office is a bronze sponsor. So we've got excellent participation from the larger film offices, which is super cool.
Involved. This is how you start, as they often say. Kristen, what else is happening at the center?
Well, I might mention we've got a great concert coming up on November 19th, and this is African Guitar Summit. This is their only concert in Michigan, in the entire state, during 2016, and we've got them right here in West Michigan. This is actually a Canadian supergroup, so these are gentlemen from Africa, but they've all moved to Canada. They live there, and they do their own music, but they come together and play as a group in African Guitar Summit. They've been around for about 10 years, and they tour. They don't tour in the United States as much. They do a lot of touring in Canada and even Europe. So we're very fortunate to have them here in Michigan. That's Saturday, November 19th. It's an 8 o'clock curtain. This is a great show for all ages. So children, very welcome to come to this. This is beautiful, bright, upbeat, energetic music. You know, we've kind of said this is like Ladysmith Black Mambazo meets Buena Vista Social Club. It's just very lively world music, lots of fun, and guitars. So I think when we think of drum or Africa, we often think of drumming and percussion. But this is a group of men who are doing guitars. There's percussion involved for sure too. Lots of vocals. So very accessible, unusual music. And I say unusual just because we very rarely get treated to this type of music in West Michigan. So we're thrilled to have them here at the Art Center on Saturday, the 19th of November.
Great. Well, I guess I'd ask you if there's anything else, but I have a feeling there is, and it all is usually found, on your media services.
Yes, I would tell you, take a look at our Facebook page. We always have things posted there. Take a look at the Twitter or Instagram feeds. You can get snapshots, snippets there. And then, of course, always up on the website if you want a little bit more information. And as we mentioned, that's SC4A. Archive.org. Now in the fall, we do monthly documentaries. We have a month. We often have monthly cooking and wine tasting classes. I will quickly say, December 1st, we are so pleased the Grand Rapids Ballet will be again at the Saugatuck Center for the Arts doing what we call an intriguing conversation. And for them, that means they're going to give us a sneak preview of their spring shows, and they bring a number of dancers down and do kind of deconstruct some of what we will get to see in the spring up at Weggy or at DeVos, and we get to meet the dancers. It's really a cool, intimate kind of evening with the Grand Rapids Ballet, and that is the Thursday, the 1st of December, and that's free. That's at 7 o'clock free, and it's really special because we just often don't get to meet and experience the ballet in that way.
Great community partnerships. We like to get the word out. All right, Kristen Armstrong, back to work you go, and we'll talk again.
Always a pleasure, and Shelley, thank you for the opportunity.
You're welcome. SCA, Saugatuck Center for the Arts, Executive Director Kristen Armstrong. Again, that Arts in Project Based Learning Model with the Saugatuck High School and the 4th Annual Saugatuck Shorts Film Competition. Good things happening.